blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
You're tuned into the only show that still uses 8-track tapes.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots and we are home.
Hey, Mom, don't take out my room.
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
And now a star is born. On March 19, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Meryl Streep. The future actress...
Hey, wait, this isn't Meryl Streep. This is Glenn Close.
Oh, right. I always get those two confused.
Me too.
Glenn Close, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
It's devastating. There's thousands and thousands of people lost their homes.
The worst is far from over in the Midwest as high water levels flow down the Mississippi River, swollen rivers breaching more than a dozen levees in the region. Vice President Pence is expected to arrive in Nebraska shortly to survey the damage. The Department of Transportation's watchdog plans to audit the FAA certification of the Boeing 737 MAX 8.
Transportation officials are looking into whether an anti-stall system on the planes may have played a role in two recent fatal crashes. The Transportation Department is trying to determine whether the FAA used appropriate design standards and engineering analysis in certifying the anti-stall system.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, the Dow losing 27 points, the Nasdaq picking up 9, and the S&P 500 shedding less than half a point. This is Fox News.
It's bracket time. Everyone's involved in a bracket. Well, now you can participate in the bracket to end all brackets. The bracket bracket. A bracket to bracket brackets. For welders, contractors, do-it-yourselfers. That brackets the architectural elements for fixing one part to another. Broken down into categories. Structural or decorative. So which is better? Which is sturdier? Steel, iron, wood, stone, plaster, metal? Which will be the big winner? L-shaped, horizontal, vertical, wall-mounted, maybe adjustable shelving with the big upset. It's not really gambling. It's just good fun. And it holds up. Bracket joke. The bracket bracket. Enter today at bracket.bracket/bracket/bracket.com.
The only thing I like about the, because I don't understand. I think most of it has to do with the fact that people
play these sheets, you know, the brackets and all that, and there's a little money involved, so it gives you a rooting interest in East Georgia Technical School if they're in the 64.
Adds an element of fun to it.
Yeah, but
I've never been big into it either.
No. See, part of the problem is if they raised the hoop to 12 feet, I think basketball would be improved if they did, because there's nothing impressive to me about somebody who's almost 7 feet tall running up and shoving a ball through a hoop.
I find it incredibly fun to watch. It's not a matter of impressive.
Well, I guess if watching giant men in their panties toss each other around the ring, you would love to see a ball. Well,
and women.
That's a different topic. That's sex. That's not wrestling.
WWE, main event of
wrestling. What about it, brother?
Of WrestleMania is going to be a women's match.
And nobody watches that because they want to see how skilled they are.
It's the hottest story on the card.
Yeah. But it's got nothing to do with the principles of wrestling.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It's sex.
This is not the same thing.
Joey,
no,
it is sex.
I just rewatched WrestleMania 20, brother.
You're asking me about the Smithsonian Channel, and you're rewatching a wrestling show you already know the outcome of?
No, I had never seen it before. And there was a match with Sable, Tori Wilson, both of them had been on Playboy, against two other very good-looking ladies, Stacy Keebler, and I can't remember the other woman's name. And they were like, we should have been on Playboy. So they did an evening gown stripped down to your bra and panties match. That was sex.
It's all sex. That is all sex.
If you're saying that top-notch fit athletes performing at their best is hot and sexy, yeah, okay, I'll give that to you. Charlotte Flair's hot. So is Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey is not hot.
Yeah, okay.
She's got a face like a paper plate.
Well, you're all over the place. First you say it's about sex, now you're saying she's not hot. I mean, which is it?
Let's be honest here. Female, the female part of this whole thing, that's all about sex. That's a fetish.
Depends on the character.
It's a fetish.
Depends on the character, Greg.
It's a fetish. God, you're awfully testy today.
Well, you got some poll about what my generation likes, right? We've already talked about sitting down to pee. What else you got to throw at me? What other insults and generalizations?
Well, no, this is a poll.
Right.
This is your people speaking out.
Okay.
About their issues.
All right. Let's hear
how it. 3 out of 5 millennials feel more stressed out than ever. Listen to this crap.
Mm-hmm.
1/3 of millennials believe their lives are more stressful than average. Americans aged 22 to 37 cite a myriad of small problems that add up to big stress.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 40% of millennials stress out over having a dead phone battery. 20% of millennials said getting 0 likes on a social media post would cause them more stress than having an argument with their significant other.
Well, those people are dumb.
Well, but who's preparing these people for life? The lesson number one is you don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. You don't let other people determine your... God, when are the ratings coming out?
Who's supposed to prepare them?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it was supposed to be Gen X or the baby boom generation, but...
No, there's one after baby boomers that is responsible for this millennial insanity.
But I got a feeling...
I may be a boomer, but Janelle's mother was one of them.
Really?
My daughter is not a whiny millennial.
Wait, are you saying it's not really generational divides? It's more based on what you actually believe and what you do with your life. Not the year you were born that defines who you are.
For millennials, the source of tension is typically a myriad of small stressors. You know... Here's breaking news for these stressed out millennials. That's life.
Yes. I was about to say, life will teach them quick enough.
Life is...
how stressful things can be.
And the reason you go through stresses is to grow as a human being and then realize, to gain the perspective, that I just wasted a lot of time and energy and emotion investing in something that was really no big freaking deal.
Well, and I also say this. Boomers... Gen Xers, millennials,
yes.
Generation Z, whatever the hell they're calling the young kids these days, we all have it better than, say, your grandparents.
Greg. Oh, my God.
And your grandparents had it better than their grandparents.
And we wanted it that way.
Yes.
My dad's generation wanted us to have... It wasn't a matter of stuff. You know, in our day, it wasn't a, you know, an iPhone versus a...
By the way, do you need to borrow my charger? Is your phone low? I don't want you to get all stressed out over it.
It's 58%.
I think you're good. Well, I mean, I bought a 10-foot cord, though, so you can still check your phone and not do the show. And
that'd be great.
Okay, here.
I really appreciate that.
I don't
want
you to get all stressed out like some punk millennial. One second. It's all tangled up in my other cord.
I don't know what it is about. You know, I think this is one of Apple's rip-offs. They build these battery, like the charger I have at home.
See, it's really long. You can pull
right see, and it turns. So I plugged it right in. You hear that little doink?
Yeah.
You know it's charging.
Right.
But the one I have at home is not that old, and it's already not working. I have to turn it out inside and hang the cord so it twists against the input and makes it charge.
You need a new charger.
Why? Because all I do is shove it in and out.
And that can wear it down a little bit. Take it easy.
I've gotten... going in a direction. Hey, our buddy David Blackman, good blog today.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Pocahontas. Sounds the war cry on flyover country.
Oh, Lord.
Coming to Selma. That gives you credibility with who? Every vote matters, and the way we make that happen is that we have a national voting, and that means getting rid of the Electoral College. No, it doesn't.
I maintain voting is our least important right.
Why?
Because it doesn't actually give you what you want most of the time. It doesn't really give you a voice. Not in the same way as if you receive the votes and get elected. Donald Trump has a voice compared to the people who voted for him. Now, if people who voted for him like what he's saying in a way that makes him feel empowered, fair enough. But I think, say, the freedom of speech is found in the First Amendment is a much more important right than the freedom to vote. And the freedom of speech actually gives you a voice.
Yes. I agree with that.
Freedom of worship is much more important.
I think we have found common ground.
Second Amendment, more important than the right to vote.
Yeah, because that's how you get rid of people that abuse. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm all for voting, I suppose. But
do you think Maduro would still be the dictator of Venezuela if the citizens there had guns? I don't think so.
Right. And they voted, right? And he's still in power, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's overblown. We've elevated the democratic process of our democratic republic. Wait, we revere it too much. And what's ironic is places like Selma, places like here in the South, they got rid of Jim Crow and a lot of the terrible segregation laws.
Oh, no, we haven't done anything in the South. We still have separate fountains and all that. If you listen to the Democrats,
but a lot of that, those changes,
for nothing.
A lot of those changes were accomplished outside the voting system, like in the court system or through popular protests.
Or through courageous Republicans,
or
like, you know, Eisenhower.
Or a leading example, like... You persuade people, and you give a great speech, and you change hearts and minds.
What famous political family comes from Arkansas? where Eisenhower, a Republican, last I checked,
yeah,
sent in the 101st Airborne Division to escort 9 students into school,
yeah,
so they wouldn't be butchered by the...
It's complicated. We should cherish all our rights.
But no civil rights legislation dating back to the early part of the last century would have passed had it not been for Republicans. Do you think they're teaching that? It doesn't matter if they're teaching that. What matters is, why is the Republican Party so gutless and nutless when it comes to promoting their own achievements in this universe? One of the newspapers, and I know it wasn't an accident, identified Lincoln as a Democrat.
Oh, good Lord.
Jeez.
No, earlier we were making fun of millennials stressed out about social media.
By the way, is Warren one of these ones running around with reparations?
I'm not sure if she promoted that or not.
I think she is.
It's hard to keep track of the clown car that's now piling up. But social media, I'm sure you could find this, whether you're a millennial or a boomer, it doesn't matter. Social media is stressful if you take it too seriously.
Yeah, this is true.
Like, it's addictive. You get a nice little dopamine hit from, oh, people are paying attention. We've done this off air. Look at how many shares this got, Joey. Hold the one for me, Justin. Like, and you do get addicted. People are paying attention. And you get depressed. Because, say, if you're scrolling through Facebook or Instagram or wherever, and you see all these gorgeous people you know on their vacation, having the time of their lives on their honeymoon, whatever it is, you start to see that's how the world is outside of you. But those people have to put on their pants and sit down to pee like everybody else. I mean, they're just showcasing, curating the what looks like the best part of their life. It just sends a false image of what other people are going through, because that's the public face you put on. Not too many people are putting, like, the picture of them right when they wake up in the morning. And if they are, all power to those folks. I guess you're comfortable and secure. But I had to pull back from social media. In particular, I do not get into fights very often unless somebody really pisses me off. And it's usually somebody I'm close to. Like, if I get in a fight with you, it means I care about you in a way. Like, but if I don't know you...
Yeah, I feel really cared about every time I leave her at 6 every day. How the show... Well, I don't know, but Joey...
No, you give enough people enough hell. It's time you get some hell. Sorry for pointing at you.
No, but you know what? You don't need social media to go through that thing like it's Valentine's Day and you have nobody to build a birdhouse for. Mr. Vitterbottle and I were at the Ace hardware store out on and they have some beautiful birdhouses there, but... Hold the wood for me, Mrs. Vitterbottle. Alrighty, it's 4:17. Let's say we redeem the Bombhomber's winning word.
Right now?
Now. At 272-9228. Jump on the phone while we check traffic. 4:17.
Montgomery Skywatch checking traffic around the river region, and we see a lot of people leaving the downtown area on Madison Avenue. That's jamming things up around Ann Street and Federal Drive, so look out there. There's also quite a bit of traffic leaving the Air Force bases around Maxwell Boulevard and Bell Street, also along at the Air Base Gate, and the same thing's happening over at the Gunner Annex on Congressman William Dickinson. Around the boulevard, everything is moving along pretty well, just delays at the traffic lights, no major accidents or hang-ups, and the interstates are rolling along just fine. We don't see any trouble on 65 or on I-80. This afternoon. Let's be careful and get home safely. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, that heavy music means it's time to find us a winner. So we go down the phone lines at 272-9228. You were caller one. Try again quickly. You were caller two. You were caller three. Thank you. Caller four. Try again quickly. And caller five. Please try again as we go for a second round.
Yahoo!
And we're ready to go. Caller six. Close. But not close enough. Caller seven. Thank you. You just missed.
Oh, no.
This is the one we hate. You're caller eight. Thanks for not dropping an F-bomb in your disappointment. And who is this?
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I need today's Bombhauer's winning word.
The winning word is dipping chicken.
That is the winning word, and you're a winner.
Yeah.
All right.
Well done, Lindsay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You have now won lunch for two, redeemable at your choice of Bombhauer's Victory Grill downtown at 201 Union or at our Boulevard location. And we hope one day you'll stop by on a Wednesday night and say hello to the gang at the round tables there.
Of course.
You hang on. Guess what? Lindsay, you get to talk to young Joey.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay. Yay. I just got a yay. Yay, because we just finished the paperwork on our deal with the Jack Ingram Signature Pre-Owns. They did a phenomenal job for us on trade-in. Got a 2017 Toyota that's hot for Mrs. R. And show. And in fact, it was funny yesterday because I mentioned the vehicle, Subaru Outback, that somebody else in our listening audience had actually been looking and was ready to go by, so we got there just in the nick of time. Told you, if I went back, if there would be a next purchase, it would be a Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, and I just don't ask you to spend your money where we're not willing to spend our own. Oh, we got great loan arrangements, too. Fantastic loan arrangements. And best customer service. See, tip in the team. Go browse at jackingram.com. Phenomenal selection. Everything that has, this is the other thing, you buy with confidence. Because, you know, even though you're buying pre-owned, you're buying cars that have been thoroughly vetted. In Roz's case, that car also has the option of extended warranty. So, and it's just in mint condition. Actually, that Subaru Outback, when when we were looking at it and Tip opened the door, I didn't think it was possible for a car to be 10 years old and still look that new. But it was owned by a Navy guy who took great care of it. And if they smell trouble on something they take in a trade in a Jack Ingram, it goes out to auction. They do everything possible to avoid selling somebody else's troubles. So we're very, very happy customers again at Jack Ingram. We have to do this every 3 years, you know? 4:22 is the time we got news, Rich's forecast, and then we'll get back to whining and screaming about, what were we talking about before we went, gave away the contest?
Forgetfulness!
Oh, yeah, we'll get back to that.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A truck-driving preacher accused in the killing of two teenage girls from South Alabama decades ago was found with the same genealogy database techniques that identified the suspect in the Golden State serial killings last year. Ozark police turned to the same company for help solving the killings of Tracy Hollett and J.B. Beasley. They arrested Coley McCraney and charged him with murder. Senator Elizabeth Warren is wrapping up a three-state southern swing with appearances in Alabama today. This afternoon, she is in Selma before ending her trip tonight in Birmingham. Former Auburn assistant coach Chuck Person has pleaded guilty to a bribery conspiracy charge in the widespread college basketball bribery scandal. Prosecutors say he accepted over $91,000 in bribes to steer players with NBA potential to a financial advisor. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are rolling into the last night of winter officially, and it's going to feel chilly with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 38. That's way below normal. Tomorrow, first day of spring, sunshine, high temperature up to about 67. That's a little below normal, but spring officially begins at 4:58 p.m., and there will be a full moon tomorrow night as well. Thursday, high temperature around 70. I've got us dry, but, the rain chances are under 20%. And then on Friday, low 70. How about middle 70s on Saturday? The pollen count remains very high right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
She was an international success. She killed in Vegas, and oops, she's going to do it again. It's Britney on Broadway.
Oops, I did it again. Played with your heart, got lost in the game.
Fans said, gimme, gimme more, and she did. It's Britney on Broadway.
I'm addicted to you, don't know that you're toxic. And I love what you do, don't know you're toxic.
Critics are raving. Kevin Federline says, sweet, more child support.
When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
It's Britney on Broadway.
Ugh. What? Yeah. You don't like Britney Spears?
I did when I was a kid.
It's hard to believe. I think she's close to 40 now.
And these are the sort of things you probably shouldn't share.
So all the things that you thought about when you were listening to her music 20 years ago, you're not the pervert that you were then.
No, I wonder, and I didn't realize till like a few years later, it's like, why is my dad so transfixed on the television whenever Hit Me Baby One More Time, that video comes on? But I can remember like when I first felt like a man, a hetero man. It's the next video she came out with, the Oops, I Did It Again video, where she's in that red jumpsuit that's skin tight. I didn't feel like a boy anymore.
I never saw that.
Her and Christina Aguilera doing Genie in a Bottle, You Gotta Rub Me the Right Way. I was like, oh man, I'm paying attention. I'm at full attention. That and the nude scene in Titanic, which was very tastefully done. Where Leo sketches her like one of his French girls.
Yeah. See, 20 years ago, was forbidden fruit.
Well, the thing is, the production, the music on these songs is killer. It's really good.
Oh, no, it's really well done.
Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right?
Do you find that painful angst in the voice?
I think her vocal's the worst part of the song. I like the slap bass and the guitar.
Put that out to me.
Now you're right outside.
Slap bass. Produced by Martin Max.
Good job.
Hmm.
It's just that, isn't it weird that, Let's talk about politics. It's 4:31. I'm just talking 93.1 FM. Britney is doing Broadway. That's why we had that little bit there. But I'm not quite sure what that show is going to be. You know, Broadway, you had Bruce Springsteen doing that that solo show. That seems to be a trend. Because other than Hamilton, what's on Broadway that anybody talks about anymore?
Yeah.
You know what the best music... You know, I saw Phantom of the Opera.
That's a good one.
With Crawford, the guy that... Michael Crawford, the guy that was the original. Sat right behind Joan London and her ugly husband in the fifth row, center. Hmm. And it was like watching a movie.
Like you saw it right on Broadway.
On Broadway.
Wow, okay.
When they're in the opening of The Phantom, this chandelier... And they do this pretty much wherever the show goes. The chandelier comes flying down from a corner of the ceiling down to the stage. And I got to tell you, there wasn't much clearance with that thing on the Broadway version. It was breathtaking. But the special effects, there were fires, explosions, and all kinds of stuff. And it was like watching them shoot a movie right before your eyes.
It's incredible.
Broadway's amazing. I went backstage during a show called Me and My Girl. It's old school Broadway. And it was a privilege to get an opportunity like that. And the director said, "Now I need you to stand right here and don't move, not even an inch. Just stay right on this spot." And as the show began, I realized why he'd asked me to do that, because there were people were coming and going, and mm-hmm. everybody seemed to know what they were doing and where they were going. It was chaotic in appearance, but it was unbelievably well organized in reality. And it gave me an appreciation for what they do. That
it's very tough.
But my favorite Broadway show is Anything Goes.
Oh. I don't think I've seen that.
I just like that one.
I once was Jesus Christ in Godspell.
You could do that again today, except you could be the Shroud of Turin.
I look a lot better in my underwear this time, too. It was a skinny dope. And they wouldn't, you know, Jesus in Godspell traditionally wears a Superman shirt. And I had the Superman shirt, but because in the first scene, before I get baptized by John the Baptist, you're just wearing boxers. Yeah, I had to do that at 17 years old, and I was not fit. I was skinny, but I had no muscles to speak of.
Let's put it this way. I'd rather be... Would you like to see me play that role?
Actually, I would love to see you play that role.
It's not supposed to be a comedy, Joey.
But I wanted to wear Superman boxers, yeah. Where the Superman S and shield was like right on the crotch, and the director and my mother nixed that quickly. But I have to say my favorite musical I've seen in person was at ASF, Alabama Shakespeare Festival. It was Man of La Mancha.
Oh.
Really great. Great musical. Love the songs.
I saw Crazy at ASF years ago.
Oh, the Patsy Cline one.
Yeah. And the lady that played Patsy Cline was a guest on the show, and she was phenomenal. And I didn't know a lot about it. I knew a little bit about Patsy Cline, but the story was brilliantly told. ASF is off the charts great. And well-regarded, you know, like people that work who are on Broadway, who are trying to get to Broadway, if you have ASF on your resume, that's something that gets noticed. Hey, look at it. It's Bo Holt.
Good afternoon.
What's up, Bo?
You know, you've really taken me back today. I graduated from high school in 1999, and so that Britney Spears stuff
was that your song?
No. But it was, for me, you know, when I was little, my dad was, you know, he got me into all the good music from the 60s. So the Indian Lake was more of the type of music I would have been listening to back then.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, I was not immune to, you know, all the new stuff that was out then. But man, either way, you've just been sending me back to my teens this afternoon.
I didn't realize that you were that young.
Good memories, Bo.
Yeah, my 20th year high school reunion's coming up this year. I planned the 10-year reunion. I don't know who's doing the 20-year reunion, but it should be fun.
But that song is so sexual.
Yes, it is.
I mean,
the And the Brittany one?
Yes, and the thing is, you know, at that time she was a young woman, very young.
Yeah, like 18.
Yeah, she's my age. 19. So you were saying that, you know, I'm 38, so she, I guess she's 38 as well. I think we're both 1981 babies.
And she still looks fantastic.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that can happen, especially if you got a little.
She's a lot better looking than Ronda Rousey.
Well, maybe. Depends on the day.
What was that, Joey? What was the other one? Wasn't Ronda Rousey? You were talking about Stacey Keibler or something. I've seen her. I think she's cute.
Oh, back in the Attitude, into the Attitude Era in early 2000s, they were still doing like the bra and panties matches. So Sable, Stacey Keibler, Tori Wilson, who's going into the WWE Hall of Fame, brother this year. They're all like had posed for Playboy and whatnot, and so it was just straight up, it was a sex thing.
So Stacey Keibler got a shot at it, but not Kimmy Gibbler from Full House.
Oh no,
Kimmy Gibbler.
I'm not up on my Full House casting.
Kimmy Gibbler sounds like a Martin Short character.
She was a character in Full House. She was hilarious, but that was just a joke. It was, you know, she was supposed to be, you know, a nerd and obnoxious and terrible. Right. I'm sure the actress that plays her is not in real life, but you know what I mean. It was just a joke.
Right.
But anyway, thanks for taking me back about 20-something years and further today, Greg.
Hey, it was our pleasure. Believe me.
Hey, y'all have a great afternoon. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Here is Ritz.
You hit the wrong line.
Here's, well, you see.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, you know, you're talking about, or I listened to Joey talk about the first time he saw Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost had an experience like that the other day. Do you have that Access channel? AXS?
AXS.
Yeah, it's called Access.
It
plays like music concerts.
I have the Smithsonian channel. There's a lot of good stuff.
We know, Greg. We know.
You gotta watch that. You know what I DVR'd the other day?
What?
They did an hour documentary on the influenza pandemic of 1918. You want to come over and watch that with me?
Sure. Sure.
Free food.
Hey, Greg knows how to have fun, don't he?
Yeah.
Oh, it killed millions and millions of people.
Really?
It was awful.
Right, and then we'll watch a documentary on Genghis Khan, right?
If that's... I might have one laying around.
Well, anyway, guys, I was just going to tell you that I just was flipping through the channels and landed on that channel, and Shania Twain...
Oh, God! Oh. Another woman whose songs are... so sexy.
Hey, I saw her in that outfit... I was absolutely speechless, and I'm very rarely speechless. Mm.
You know what my favorite Shania song is, right? Of many good ones.
Still the One?
That's good. That's a song of reassurance when you're further in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, and this Better Play, I don't think I have anything else open, do I?
You usually do.
Oh, it's probably this...
Well, anyway, you need to watch that, Greg, because it will reinforce your...
Which video, Ritz?
Oh.
Her voice
right there. Yeah, sit down. Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about I Feel Like a Woman, Ritz?
Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about that concert, just the outfit she wears in there, and when she comes out on the stage... And on a white horse, looking like Lady Godiva.
Oh man!
Hey, it is unreal. I could hardly catch my breath.
Yeah.
Striking.
This is a topic.
Mm-hmm.
Women who Stevie Nicks could be one too.
Okay.
I know because I held Stevie Nicks
in your arms.
In one arm.
In one arm. Okay.
Another beauty.
She just tucked right in, man.
You got some side hug action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was smiling.
Okay.
Because I was a pretty good looking guy in them days. They used to give me all them remotes.
I've seen your photos.
I wish
was a stud muffin.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll let you go.
What kind of a muffin am I today?
That's this green leotard with his bubble butt. Or so the ladies said back then, as you've told me. You know, you telling me all these old lame-ass stories is dangerous.
I rock those leotards, buddy.
I don't doubt it. I'd take your word for it.
If it hadn't been so freaking cold, I would have whooped my robin or my my leprechaun jacket off and just worn the tights down State Street. What do you think about this, Mr. Mayor, huh? But Shania Twain.
Yeah, she was a great one in that golden era of country.
And she was married to a guy, she no longer is, named Mutt Lang.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if she, if he offered her stardom or what, you know, if there was...
No, they co-wrote songs together.
He didn't deserve her.
But it's not looks. Like, he's a creative type, I'm sure. I'm sure he showed initiative.
Not everybody can be like me, good-looking and creative. God, I'm so full of crap today. I can't believe it.
Can I buy you around?
Yes.
Yeah.
Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town?
Have you noticed, as we study the music of sexy women here this afternoon, that she has that same... angst in her voice. Wait, that Britney.
She has the same what?
That. What? Listen, Britney Spears. All right, all right. Yeah, she has that feminine.
Yeah.
Like a
growl. Out, like a purr.
It's a need that any red blooded, flaming heterosexual man would want
right.
to address. And that same quality, listen.
It's the same old line.
Oh, feel the pain.
Sultry, smoky.
Can I take you home?
I want to smoke the whole carton listening to
now every woman sings.
For the Sunday newspaper.
With every pretty place. There's a pair of flies.
Lion Eyes and a Set of great lyrics.
Yeah.
But I just never understood the whole Mutt Lang thing. She deserves so much better.
Like you?
Yeah. Good. I would like to suggest for those who... I mean, just before I left for work this afternoon... I'm trying to catch up on the news because I kind of napped a little bit later than I normally do. So I'm in a bit of a hurry, right? So I put on my glasses, and I don't know what happened to them, but they were schmutzed. So then I got to find one of those packets and tear it open and clean them off so I can see what's on the computer screen. And it's just a pain in the butt how nice it would be to see without any assistance. And I thought I was going to be one of those special people because I was past 40. And still did not need glasses for anything. And then one day, and it was with our boss, Rick Peters. I was on his oldie station doing requests, and a song came up, and I thought I tracked it correctly on the CD, and I didn't. I played absolutely, and maybe if you're going to make a mistake on a CD, it was probably the worst song that I could have played accidentally.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was ordered by memo to see a optometrist immediately. And then all would be forgiven. And sure enough, got diagnosed with for the reading glasses. Well, the print was so small, Joey, and it was ink that kind of...
No, it happens to the best of us, Greg.
They were supposed to play cut 3, but it looked like an 8. They're very similar.
This is the process of aging gracefully.
Well, I... went to Montgomery Eye Physicians and saw the refractive surgery counselor, hoping against hope that I would be a candidate for LASIK, and turns out I wasn't. But for those of you who have that opportunity, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing over the last 30 years how they've advanced the procedure, brought the cost down, and minimized the recovery time. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery LASIK, home to two of the best in the business. Board-certified corneal specialist Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin, so you're in the best possible hands when it comes to experience. And it's a practice that's been around for 75 years. That's incredible. They've been taking care of Montgomery's eye needs because they can also do everything above and beyond LASIK for you there as well. So step one, there's no charge. See the refractive surgery counselor. It takes just a few minutes. You can do it on a lunch break very easily. 271-3804 is the number to call. Or if you'd just like to learn more about LASIK before you make that step, go to onlinemep.com. Onlinemep.com. From Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. At 447, let's... 447?
Ah!
No, this is what happens when we start talking about sexy women. We are so behind the eight ball right now, it's unbelievable, but we'll catch up. Then again, maybe we won't.
As we get a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking out around the river region, and we still see the police working the accident at Boyd Cooper and Chantilly Parkway right on the east side of East Chase. Other than that, we don't see any real hangups for you. It's busy on the boulevard. No problems there, though. Just stop and go at the traffic lights. The interstates are rolling along at a speed limit ride with no delays. And we don't see any problems getting in or out of Wetumpka or Prattville this afternoon. Let's be careful and get home safely. On the ground or in the air, Haynes Ambulance is serving Central Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, always there for you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are rolling into the last night of winter officially, and it's going to feel chilly with mostly clear skies. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to about 38. That's way below normal. Tomorrow, first day of spring, sunshine, high temperature up to about 67. That's a little below normal, but spring officially begins at 4:58 p.m., and there will be a full moon tomorrow night as well. Thursday, high temperature around 70. I've got us dry, but, you know, the rain chances are under 20%. And then on Friday, low 70. How about middle 70s on Saturday? The pollen count remains very high right on through the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the major averages closing mixed, with the Dow giving back earlier gains on conflicting reports over the progress of U.S.-China trade talks. With the Dow closing down 27 points, the Nasdaq up 10, S&P 500 down a fraction. And shares of FedEx plunging in the extended session after reporting quarterly results and missing earnings and revenue estimates, and slashing its full-year earnings forecast for the second time. And music publishers are suing Peloton, accusing the maker of video streaming exercise bikes of using more than 1,000 songs from Lady Gaga, Drake, Gwen Stefani, Justin Timberlake, and others without permission. The copyright infringement lawsuit is looking for more than $150 million in damages. And Starbucks is revamping its rewards loyalty program, offering a new way for you to get free stuff. Starting on April the 16th, members will earn rewards points sooner and will be able to use those points to buy more items than before. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
I'm just your average, everyday, hardworking plumber. But when it comes to my business, only the best. Like commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. They help design a customized insurance solution that gets the job done right. Just like me.
An actor trying to sound like a plumber. Excruciating. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated and third-party insurers.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughan Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A. HomeMortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Oh, entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. You're once, twice, three times a lady. Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores.
Oh, I just got a Facebook message from my friend Karen, who is at El Jalisco every Tuesday for the 99 cent tacos.
They're going on. Great deal.
We don't have much time left this hour because, frankly, I mismanaged this hour dreadfully, but that's nothing unusual.
You can blame me.
No, I can't do that. No.
Don't put it on me.
No.
I'm happy. I'm used to you boomers doing that.
So anyway, you were giving me a little grief earlier.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about the Britney Spears, Baby One More Time, and the Shania Twain song.
Right, you were trying to explain the intangible, almost, that they had.
Well, the thing that the two songs have in common is they sing it with this, there's an expressed need for male rescue in the tone of the voice. And then again, I could be totally full of crap. I'm really not sure, but I hear it. Mm-hmm.
So there's a yearning quality.
I mean, she's in charge here. Let's make no mistake.
If you're not feeling, really, to give it all you got.
And at the end of the music video, which is excellent, they show her walking away.
Yeah. Do you like that?
Let me quote Meathead. It may have been the one and only. Okay. What are you laughing at? Because it's another Boomer show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's Meathead.
He talks about when he met Gloria and what got his attention. And he said, "You had the best walking away pants I've ever seen." I think that's absolutely a reality.
You are a meathead.
But
yeah. It's hard to argue with that.
Now, do women know this when they do this? I mean, are they consciously?
I think most of them are, yes.
I would have to agree.
I think they're more hip to the ways of men than men are.
They let us think we are in charge. Brilliant move. But that's the whole point of this song. She's got it all figured out. She's in charge here. But she still has that...
No, the song is an ask. She's pining. Like, are you in this for life, for the long run? The long haul?
Because if you're not in it for love, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here, but I want you to be in it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's inferred. Boy, we agree on this.
Yeah, thing. Right. She's a take-charge lady who still wants somebody else to take charge occasionally.
Stop. It is...
So what's that quality again?
It's... You hear it... We'll do the comparison side-by-side maybe next hour with Britney.
But it was kind of like a...
What?
That sounds like something else. There was that tortoise drop. That's the quality they have.
No, it's a... I want, you know?
Like your South Florida radio listeners? I want. I need.
I need. Gimme. The official theme song of Miami Beach in the... early 80s, where I almost got killed. I almost got killed by a crowd. Everybody that was there that day is currently dead. It was so old. But we were giving away free T-shirts. And there's like 10,000 people in front of this tiny stage. And when it came, because a new cruise ship was coming in, and the fireboats were in the port of Miami spraying the ship. It was, you know, it was a pretty spectacular sight. But, when it came time to give away the T-shirts, I genuinely felt my life was in danger. I could feel my organs being